Welcome back to Basketball is Religion. I'm your host, Big Matt, joined today by the Gons. Gons, how have you been?
Good, man. I'm a little jealous of your hair. For me, I cut my hair and it's taking forever to grow back. And then I'm looking at you here, who has a plethora of hair, and it's just not fair. But it is what it is, I guess. Other than that, man, I am 100% better. No, I'm not 100%. That's how bad this cold is, or virus, or whatever is going around, man. I'm on the mend, but the mend is a long recovery because I still have that lingering cough. Yesterday, last Friday was the start of it, right? That was what I was like, whoa. And now I'm at the very tail end of just a little bit of a cough, but yeah. Other than that, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
That flu like hit a lot of people. I know. So yeah, it is lingering. It is taking a little time, but yeah, I'm luckily doing very well. I was starting it, but then luckily, I think it was more of a cold than the flu. So I took a few things on NyQuil. I've been fine. So it's just kind of getting through that. But yeah, I overall I've been fine. But yeah, just been luckily I see the clouds coming. Hopefully it'll start to rain here soon in Southern California. We really just need the rain. You're also thinking about the people that are affected by the fires up in LA. So yeah, just hopefully you have a little bit of rain, not too much rain, because with a lot of rain after wildfires, of course you can get a mudslide. So hopefully get some rain to kind of help the people here in SoCal. The game of the rematch to the game of the year was yesterday, with the Thunder taking on the Cavaliers in Oklahoma City this time. It was a close game in Cleveland last Thursday, but this Thursday, yesterday, the Oklahoma City Thunder absolutely destroyed the Cleveland Cavaliers. They were up by close to 50 at one point. SGA just exploded. Donovan Mitchell didn't really have a great game. Don's did you get to see the game? Did you get to see some highlights on the rematch from the game of the year from last week?
Yeah, and I hope. I mean, we discussed this game in our chat earlier, and I was the first one to speak up and say there's no way the OKC were going to win, just like we talked about last time. But I knew they were going to blow them out. And I wished I would have bet more. Honestly, it was easy money. And Vegas is fooled because they think because the Cavs won last time that they were going to win again. But I did watch the game, and some takeaways that I took. Man, it's just OKC's really good, and the Cavs are not in their league. I don't care how good they are defensively, offensively, and this is still without Chet. So I yeah, that was good. I also watched the Rockets game, which was surprisingly good until the end. I wouldn't say surprisingly. I mean, Houston got to give them their flowers, but man, their defense. And not just Şengün, who has fantastic hands, but towards the last stretch of the game, they were getting steals left and right when they were playing pressure defense. This team is a force to be reckoned with defensively. And I finally got to like watch a good 2-3 quarters of them play. So very impressed by the Houston Rockets yesterday. Their defense is phenomenal.
The Terror Twins, man. Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, that duo is going to be wrecking shop for years to come. Like, as far as we watch a lot of Laker games, just to see them contrasted with those Houston Rockets, who are really, really handsy and are just absolutely insane. They didn't have Fred VanVleet yesterday because of personal reasons, so they kind of had to start Ausar Thompson at point guard. They didn't have Jabari Smith Jr. because Jabari Smith Jr. is also sick. So they kind of featured those two guys when it came to Tari Eason and Ausar Thompson. Yes, Sacramento ended up winning. They've been on a kind of a hot streak, and Houston actually surrendered the most points they have all season. But those two, you're right, they're just completely handsy. It was pretty much just them trying to score on Dylan Brooks, and I personally don't like Dylan Brooks, so it's good to see him get scored on. But Ausar Thompson, Tari Eason, those two guys. Just remember those two guys, because once Houston gets a true scorer, Jalen Green, I don't think is quite up to snuff. He was last night for sure. He was hitting a lot of shots, but once they get like a true, like, dependable scorer, oh, that team's gonna be so good. So I'm glad you got to see them a little bit in the resurgence of Sacramento. Let's go back to the Thunder. that game. It was this SGA kind of proving he's the MVP. Like in that third quarter, I just remember him specifically. Like usually you want to hunt the team's worst defender. If you're like, oh, let's go after Austin Reeves for the Lakers, it's like Dallas is absolutely was abusing Austin Reeves or Max Christie because they're just not strong enough. But it was SGA just really just taking on all comers yesterday. Like Ty Jerome, sure. Darius Garland, sure. Donovan Mitchell, sure. Even Dean Wade, who's rated as one of the better wing defenders in the league, took everyone off the dribble, got to the rim. So they couldn't really match up Hunt. That's why they couldn't really exploit. They couldn't really keep Mobley nor Jared Allen in the middle because they were just kind of spreading them out. They didn't have Hartenstein. They didn't have Chet. They spread them out, and then SGA was able to get to the cup. So kudos on SGA. He might be the MVP of the season, and for the Thunder, who's probably, like you said, the best team in the league. That team, even without Chet, without Hartenstein, the team looks very, very good. And once they get those two guys back for a playoff push, they might be the title favorites, honestly. They look really good with Caruso in there, kind of leading that off that defensive charge with Isaiah Joe, Wiggins. Dort was hitting threes and also a great defender. That team is just amazing. So, do you agree with me that SGA is probably the MVP as of this point in the season?
Look, man, I would say I agree, but I wanna honorable mention, and I don't know if you saw, I don't know if you call it a dunk, but if you saw Morant's dunk on Wemby, I believe it was Wemby a couple days ago. Man, Memphis is fun. Like, I know we all hated them because they played the Lakers and they're cocky and ass, but
It was
dude.
Dylan Brooks. Let's just be honest. He was on that
No,
team.
but now Dylan
It
Brooks
was
is on the
Dylan
Rockets, bro. And
Brooks.
I don't hate Dylan Brooks on the Rockets. And he's still effective. I know we all thought he's dumb and he makes mistakes. The guy was balling out yesterday on the Rockets. So good for him moving from there. But man, okay. And if I was to see a series with SGA versus Ja Morant, I think that would be the best series that there could be of any series. Because Morant has that same ability to take over a game with some explosiveness, and SGA is a little bit more strategic about it, maybe not as much of a high flyer, but man, those are two really, really good offensive players.
Ja Morant is definitely very exciting.
And they're
Unfortunately, that
good.
might have been
They're
the.
right there, Matt. I mean, they're not right there. Oklahoma's convincingly better than everyone, but Memphis is right there. Houston is right there. And then you, of course, you got the Clippers, Lakers, Nuggets.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Clippers in a second, but like the it's good to have, younger teams at the top, right? OKC, Houston, you have Denver coming back now. That's not quite a young team, but also with Memphis, like Ja Morant versus SGA would be an amazing. So maybe you get that as a 1-4 series in the second round of the playoffs because Ja Morant with his explosiveness and SGA, that could kind of be the series to okay, here's the young guys that could finally be the ones to propel this league into the future, not depending on Durant, LeBron, and Curry anymore. We have this series, maybe it's like an epic 7-game series where Ja Morant dunks on Chet, and then SGA is able to get into the paint and have a shot over Triple J to win a game. So yeah, if we could have that series and have those two kind of match up against each other and have a really epic series because those two kind of go at each other, I would be amazing. I would love to see that. I would like to see how inside the NBA would kind of smash them because they're all about negativity with these newer players. But yeah, I would love to see that sort of series just to highlight the young guys. You talked about the Clippers. They've won their last two games by like an average of 50 points. They beat the Nets by a lot. They beat the Blazers last night by a lot. It looks like Kawhi Leonard is if not if is is officially back. Like he is part of their rotation. That team just
Well, I
is
mean, he
humming.
didn't play yesterday, but I think he's playing. He's not, I think it was a back-to-back. That's why. But for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, so the Clippers are doing really well with Kawhi Leonard back. Everyone just kind of seems to slot into place as far as that rotation goes. So Gonz, do you think the Clippers can climb up to that? So we said Oklahoma City, we said Houston, we said Memphis. There's that fourth spot with maybe Denver, Dallas, but then Dallas is also missing Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Can the Clippers climb up into that fourth spot and maybe make a series with the Oklahoma City Thunder? Do they have a shot to make it all the way to the finals?
Oh man, finals? I don't think so, but maybe Western Conference Finals, maybe. I'd consider them a top four team, especially with the injuries to Dallas. Look, Norman Powell is playing like an all-star. In fact, should be an all-star. It is not going to get voted because of the Luka Doncics and the injured players that get voted on. That makes no sense to me. Because if you're an NBA fan, you should see this player's hurt. He's not going to play. Why am I voting for him, right? They should fix that, by the way. If a guy's hurt, why is he on the ballot? Look, Norman Powell is playing like an all-star. He's probably the number one player on that team. The guy's averaging what? I don't know, 20 some points a game. Harden's doing his thing as a backup, kind of go backup scorer, second in command, which he's capable of. My fear was he was going to be the main player, but no, Norman Powell stepped up. And then you have your other guys that are just playing really great off the bench. Shout out to players like Terrence Mann. And then you have KPG, Zubac, the double-double machine. This is a good team. And I don't, if I was looking at talent alone, no. But if, because I believe in Ty Lue, I think they have a chance at the Western Conference Finals. That's as far as I think they'll go. I don't think they're a finals team.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, there's that theory going around. I saw it on a few TikToks that they were holding their. This is like kind of the new version of load management, where you start the beginning of the season and he wouldn't play back to backs, and he get a couple stretches off. The whole theory was they weren't going to start Kawhi Leonard playing until January. Like, you're just going to get the first 3 months off, and hopefully have those 6 months from January to June to be Kawhi Leonard. Like, you'll get your back-to-backs off, but you're going to be full bore Kawhi Leonard for 6 months, not 9 months. Do you think that'll work, or do you think Kawhi Leonard's just going to get hurt again?
What if it does work, Matt? What if? Now, is that going to be a change now for every team in the NBA who has these players that are like Kawhi Leonard? Are you going to do that with Embiid? I think that was the plan with Embiid. And then all of a sudden, they got pressure from the media. NBA started throwing fines. And then Embiid started playing. But maybe they should have just sat him out until January, right? Maybe you should have done that with Luka, the way Luka's starting to get hurt now. And it's a slippery slope if you allow it, and it works. So I'm curious to see what happens. Another thing I want to talk about that we didn't say we're going to talk about is because the NFL is taking all these ratings from NBA games, the NBA should extend their season to the summer and start. They should start a little bit later and I think go till summer. There's nothing to do during summer. No one wants to go to a baseball game in 100-degree weather. Why not want to go to an AC cooled arena? Just food for thought. I heard this on ESPN the other day and I thought it was pretty
No.
interesting.
Like, if you're the NBA, start Christmas, right? Own that Christmas day, and then I'll go all the way through like middle of July.
Well, look, yeah.
Like, imagine the NBA Finals middle of July in Las in or not Las Vegas, but imagine NBA Finals middle of July, and there's nothing going on. Like you said, there's nothing going on. Like, if anything, like, it's like you're in the dog days, like for baseball, like you said, there's no other football's in its off season. Hockey's not even doing anything around that time. There's no real other sports to compete with them. Why not just expand it to July? I 100% agree with
I
you.
think a Christmas might be too late, but all I'm saying is take it from October to maybe Thanksgiving week being the starting point of the season and
Okay, I'll give you
push
that.
it
Yep. Yep.
exactly 1 month back. So instead of the NBA being done in what, June, it's done in July, right? It's a month for a month. Most of the baseball playoffs will be gone through because October baseball, even I watch that as much as I find baseball boring. Like that's captivating to me, right? And you're not competing with the NFL as much, at least in those early weeks when everyone's watching. I think it's a win-win. I hope the I think the issue is the commissioner, Adam Silver. He'd be down for it, but it'd be convincing all these owners who are dinosaurs to make some changes, who don't like making changes. So probably won't happen in this generation of owners, but it would be a smart play for them, seeing how this is usually you have a mix of people, some people that like football and some people like basketball, but I don't know what the NFL is doing. But all my boys that never really watch football are fully in on football. So I think the NBA has to adapt to that and get that summer crowd because there's no sports on. There's nothing to do. Like I think I'd go to games more often. I get to take my kids to games more often when they're older and I don't got to worry about taking them to school the next day. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure, right? If the game is on Sunday and it's a little bit later, you could watch them instead. Okay, guys, we got to go to bed at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You can actually stay up and watch the game. So, I mean, I think they should have less games, go to like 70, 75 games, and then start in December and end in July. But that's never going to happen because of all the regional contracts and all that money going around there. So I think having it end in July would be absolutely perfect. I'm 100% on board with that. I hope Adam Silver makes that sort of change. Even with the dinosaurs that they have as ownership, just kind of pressure them just to kind of see, look at the ratings and here's how we're going to fix it. Let's just own the month of July as far as the NBA Finals, even the end of the Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals is own that end of July. So I agree with you there. They really should move that season just because the NFL, like you said, it's just a monster now, right? Like fantasy football has really just taken hold of people that weren't normally football fans, have turned them into football fans, especially with also the betting element too, like the FanDuel's, your DraftKings now. People that weren't normally into football now are, oh, what's the spread of this game? How many points are they going to score? And then also you have the Taylor Swift, Patrick Mahomes ification of the NFL too. They're really popular players. They kind of got more people into it. So I understand where the NFL right now is operating on all cylinders. The NBA is kind of floundering when it comes to people watching. Let's get back to some of the more on-court stuff. We saw the most recent transaction. The Phoenix Suns acquired Nick Richards from the Charlotte Hornets, their backup center. They're no longer they've benched Yusuf Nurkic. Nurkic is averaging, his numbers have been down this season, but he's still making 18 million this year, 19 million next year. But unfortunately, the vibes are kind of down over there. Nurkic wasn't quite fitting their role, and now you bring in Nick Richards, and they have Bradley Beal coming off the bench. They've been playing a little bit better, but with Phoenix, with acquiring Nick Richards, what do you think of how do you think the Phoenix Suns are going to respond? How do you think Nick Richards is going to mesh with the Phoenix Suns?
He's just going to add more defensive presence. You know, now they have a legit big, a seven footer with a 7'4" wingspan. I'm not a double-double machine, but pretty close. And shoots 56% from the field. Of course, those are close-up shots, but still, he makes his layups. That matters, right? I think it's only going to help the Phoenix Suns. I think it was a good pickup. I don't know. I wouldn't want to touch Nurkic. Just look, even when he was on Portland, there were like 3, 4 years where he barely played because of injuries. He's always been overvalued, in my opinion. And nothing changed when he went on Phoenix. I'm not touching him for that money. I hope the Lakers don't look at him. I don't think he's that good. I don't think he's ever been that good. I don't know where the hype ever came from. Maybe from Europe, but he sucked on the Blazers. He was on the bench. He'd come in. Maybe have one game randomly that was decent. Feel bad that Phoenix had to figure that out the hard way. I think it's interesting that Beal is off the bench. I don't know that Beal likes coming off the bench. If I'm a team that needs that additional scorer, I'm very interested in Bradley Beal if I can make it work on the salary cap level. I know the Lakers have those picks, but I don't think money will add up, so I don't think that's an option for the Lakers. But I love Bradley Beal. I think he's on a team with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. That's not gonna fit. That was kind of like putting Luka and Kyrie together the first year. Come on. You got two scorers. Bradley Beal is a scorer. That's what he is. Why are you gonna put three scorers together? I think he could be highly effective somewhere else. So we'll see what happens.
It's just tough with that salary, like you talked about. It's tough to have fit him anywhere
What's he make?
in
What's
with
the
that. Like,
salary? What is he at?
it's
32?
like 50 million for the next 3 years.
Oh,
It's
he's
like
not a
nearly impossible
$50 million
to trade him
player,
anywhere.
but he can
No, he's
score. He
not.
can get you 20, but he's not a $50 million player. That's the issue. And he's not, you can't even make it up on defense because he's not the greatest defender in the world. That's tough. I think Phoenix actually may have to give up a couple of picks in a trade to move him because they might have to take an L to move him. He's not going to move easily.
If they move off of him and they get rid of a few picks, they're gonna need to trade Durant and or Booker to get those picks back, because there's no there, I don't think even with Nick Richards, the Suns, they can't win a first round. They can't win a first round series. Like they last year when everyone was kind of was healthy, they couldn't beat Minnesota, and now they're Beal's worse. And they have to trade for Nick Richards midseason. Do you think the Suns win a first round series?
I'm not going to say no because you have Kevin Durant still. And I've seen him turn it up. And I've seen Devin Booker turn it up. I think there's enough offense there to beat even a really, really good defense. So I'm not going to say it's
Okay.
impossible. I'm not saying it's
Well,
impossible.
let's go through each team then, though. Like, if you say it's not possible, they have to beat. Can they beat Oklahoma City in a 7-game series?
Definitely not.
No. Houston,
I think they
with
can't.
that defense we just talked
Look.
about.
If Durant and Booker get hot, I'm going to say it's not impossible. That's my answer. I'm not saying, yes, I favor them to win. I'm going to bet on them to win, but I'm going to say with Houston, it's not impossible.
So, okay, then Memphis,
Not impossible.
we saw, yeah. And then Dallas with Luka. And
Not
so it's like not
impossible.
impossible. But they're going to have to run into, okay, so it's not impossible, right? So, but then it's like you'll get there with Oklahoma City, but not with anybody else. But like, it's like they have to win the championship this year to kind of justify Booker and Durant together, right? Like, just because you make it to the Western Conference Finals, is that a successful season for the Suns?
No, they need to win at this point. So
That's right.
they I don't think they have that scoring. I don't know if I'd want to give it away by getting rid of Booker and Durant to add the other pieces needed. If they do, man, I would probably get rid of Durant just because of age, even though I think he's a
All
better
those
scorer.
picks, Oklahoma City, and all those picks. It's like that team is put together to try to win a championship. It's kind of like the Lakers. The Lakers probably won't win the championship, but you have to put that team together with Anthony Davis and LeBron James to win a championship. You have Booker and Durant together to win a championship. Getting Nick Richards is a solid pickup, but not closer enough to win a champ, because you have to beat Oklahoma City. Like, you have to key in to beat that team. When you saw how good that team was last night, can you beat? And if you can't come close to beating that team, you kind of have to put your assets together to maybe beat them 2 or 3 years down the line. So with the Suns and Lakers, it's just tough because Oklahoma City's really, really good. I don't think anyone could beat them this season in the Western Conference. But let's move on. The last thing I wanted to talk about here was a couple nights ago we had that crazy game between Dallas and New Orleans. Dallas is still missing Kyrie Irving, still missing Luka Doncic. They beat the Lakers, but they're on a little bit of a slide without their best two players. New Orleans is trying to recover a little bit more. They got Zion back. They're trending up, but I think they've dug in themselves too big of a hole to do anything this season. But the game a couple nights ago, it looked like the Dallas Mavericks are going to take the lead with about 2 seconds left. But then they got their shot blocked. Looked like Trey Murphy blocked a shot. Looked like it was a goaltend. It was pretty much a goaltend after looking at the replay, but they couldn't review that play because it was a live ball action and they couldn't review it. If it was called a goaltend, they could review it, but nothing was called. It was more just they didn't call it a goaltend. It was a clean block, but you can't review that. So do you think Dallas got screwed there? Dinwiddie almost he was pretty much going to make that layup, but Trey Murphy with the good defense to block that. Do you think the Dallas Mavericks got screwed? What do you think the NBA should do to fix it?
I mean, it was well. You saw it. It wasn't in a clear goaltend.
It was a clear goaltend. No, it
It was
was
a
a
clear
clear
goaltend.
goaltend.
So I don't know how you missed that. I don't know how you can't blow a whistle to review it. I don't know. I mean, look, it's going to come down to games for the play-in tournament now, the way that works. And if Dallas is out because of a game, it's going to come back to that game. So there has to be some resolution to fix it, to review, especially with it's, I say, if it's the last minute in the game. And is there not something where it's the last minute of the game the officials can review, or I mean, they should be.
Well, it's because it wasn't like called anything, right? It was more just it was a live ball. Like you got a block or a steal, you can't just stop the game to review it.
It
But
should be on
if
any
anything, should.
scoring pool. I don't know, man. I felt bad for him. My heart went out to him because I these games matter, and that was a clear goal time. So I there's got to be something they can do about that. I mean, they're not going to go reverse it now, but that's a bad mess up.
Yeah, it's like Dallas, they put in a petition, I think. No, they went to they what did they do to the league? They went to them and tried to contest the outcome of that game. But like I said, I don't think anything's going to be, happen because of it. I think in the future, if Dallas still had a timeout and their challenges and that happened, they can easily call a timeout to review that that last live ball play. I think that should be an option moving forward. They should look to expand the replay. And you don't necessarily have to take 20 minutes for the people, the officials on the court to look at that. Just have whoever's in the
Jersey.
replay booth
Jersey. Yeah.
in New Jersey to review that really quickly, because that was an obvious goaltending call that they missed. So hopefully they're able to clean that up, clean up that stuff in the off season. So, Gonz, is there anything you want to hit on before we leave today? All
Nah, man, that's it. Good luck to your Chiefs, brother. Gonna be a guy.
right, who do you got this weekend? So, first game NFL Chiefs versus Houston. Who you got in that game?
I watched Houston play the Chargers, and I think the Chiefs are gonna win convincingly. I'm nervous to put the spread on it because it's like 9.5, and you know how the Chiefs do. They win, but sometimes they like to cut it close. I don't think that'll happen in it's the playoffs. They've had rest. I don't think it's even gonna be a game, to be honest with you. I don't even see myself watching past the first quarter, first half, because they're gonna blow them out.
Yeah. I think the Chiefs will go up like 20-3 and then just kneel on it and kind of save their best plays for the following week. I think they're gonna they I don't think they cover the 8.5, 9.5 spread. I think they'll win like 23, like 14 or something like
Maybe
that.
23-17 or something, but
So something like
it's
that
not,
where they just kind of have it at the
yeah,
end.
it's not going to be
Like they
close.
score to put it within to backdoor cover, and then the Chiefs just kind of kneel on it.
Exactly. That's why I don't want to bet on that game, but yeah, it's not going to be a game that I'm excited to watch this week because I've seen the Texans. They don't have enough talent. The Chargers should have easily won, and Chargers, well, that's a whole other topic, but yeah.
They outplayed them so much in that first half, and for some reason, Houston was up four.
They had like the
And if
first
they're
two,
anywhere.
three offensive possessions. They should have scored touchdowns and they didn't. And then later in the second half, they weren't catching balls. They were going right through their hand. Herbert did throw a couple bad passes, but some of those are catchable, and I don't know what happened. It's frustrating because I was going for the Chargers, but
LA support for
yeah.
sure. Let's see. The next game, well, not the next game, but the next game I want to touch on is Washington visiting Detroit. The Redskins have the Commanders going up against the Lions. Who do you have in that
This
one?
is going to be another game where the Lions are going to win convincingly. Washington got lucky. They won. Their rookie played phenomenal down the stretch. Good for him, but they're not going to beat the Lions. Saturday games are kind of a bust. Both teams that are going to win should win.
Yeah, the Commanders should be happy to be in this position with the rookie quarterback. So yeah, like they looked okay against the Bucks. I think the Bucks can really just beat themselves, honestly. I would wish the Bucks were in this position. The game of the week, for most people, it's Buffalo versus Baltimore. A lot of people are saying that if whoever wins this game beats the Chiefs and moves on to the Super Bowl. Not me, of course, but a lot of people have been saying that. Who do you have in this one? Baltimore or Buffalo?
Oh
In Buffalo.
man, it's gonna be a good game. Should be a good game. I don't know if it will be. It should be a good game. I'm gonna go for Josh Allen. I'm gonna take the Buffalo Bills here. I don't know why. Maybe just because I like Allen. I think he's a really phenomenal, probably MVP quarterback. And I think Lamar Jackson has a lot of help with Derrick Henry. So I see the Bills as kind of an underdog. So I'm kind of going for the Bills.
The Baltimore Ravens will beat them by 10 plus. Easy. Put money on. I wish I had put money on a -9.5 adjusted spread at plus like probably 500 when the spread first came out. Baltimore is gonna beat the crap out of them, even if it's in Buffalo. Even if it's in Buffalo, the Bengals beat the brakes off Buffalo, and then the Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills last year in the divisional round. So I think Baltimore is gonna do the same. This is honestly like my lock of the week. Baltimore's going to destroy them. And then finally, you have the LA Rams visiting the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. You're the Rams fan, Gons. Can they beat Philadelphia?
Can they? Yes. Is it going to be very difficult? For sure. The Eagles have been solid all year, man. They're a good team. The Rams have been hot. My gut is telling me that this might be it. I mean, realistically, the Eagles are a really good team, but my heart is saying it could be done. The Rams just have to click on all cylinders, dude. Defense, offense, receivers, Kyren Williams has to go off. A lot of really good things have to happen for the Rams to win.
Yeah, that Jared Verse defense with his that they sacked Darnold what 9 times this past game. So I think with Jalen Hurts not being 100%, they have a more than legitimate shot, I think. And then Puka Nacua, that guy's just amazing. Like Kyren Williams, like you said, man, I think not only do I think the Rams could win, I believe the Rams will win. Because honestly, I want that Rams versus Chiefs Super Bowl. In all honesty, I want you to go up against me in the Super Bowl. Either one of those two teams have been in the last 7 Super Bowls. It's crazy, the crazy stat, but they've never played each other. So I kind of want that this season, Rams versus Chiefs, to be in the Super Bowl weekend. So go Rams, go Chiefs. I know we split on the on Buffalo versus Baltimore, but I agree with you with Detroit. So anything else I want to talk about before we leave today,
No,
Gons?
man. Good.
Cool. All right.
Good.
See you next week. And that'll be it for us today. One thing we didn't touch on, now that I'm thinking about it, it's the first time the Lakers are going to be visiting the Clippers in the Intuit Dome this Sunday, which I will be sort of watching because the NFL is going to be on. But it's going to be interesting seeing the Lakers in the new Intuit Dome. How many Laker fans are going to be there? Because it's the first time this sort of stuff happens since the Clippers were in San Diego. But right now you have the Intuit Dome being so close to crypto.com arena. How many Laker fans are going to be in Intuit? That's going to be a really interesting, subplot going into this Sunday game again with Lakers versus Clippers. The first time it's not going to be a Staples, oh, they share the building, crypto.com arena sort of building, but it's going to be the Clippers home arena with the Lakers visiting. How many Laker fans are going to be in Intuit Dome? It should be an interesting game. Unfortunately, it's sandwiched between NFL. Maybe the NFL game going during that time is not going to be good. I'll kind of watch more Lakers Clippers. We'll see what happens there. Thank you for the support. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.